My brothers and sisters, think of how much St. Peter must have learned from this one experience. What great benefits came to his soul from this singular instance in his life. The understanding not to pay too much attention to the storms of this passing world. The realization that it's by keeping one's eyes fixed, gazing intently on our Lord, that one can persevere through any trial. The understanding that he does not have the strength to endure on his own, that he must rely on our Lord. But think not only of the graces that came to St. Peter through this, but to all the countless hundreds of thousands of Christians all down through the ages. Everyone who's read this passage, who's meditated upon it, and applied it to their own lives. All of that good through one failure. Through a mistake. What if Peter had not begun to sink? If we only understood how much good our Lord wants to bring, even from our falls, our weaknesses, our sins, our failures. There is nothing that happens in this world that our Lord does not want to redeem and bring good from. I remember someone one time asked Michael Jordan, arguably the greatest basketball player who had ever lived, "Michael Jordan, how did you become such an amazing basketball player?" You know what his response was? "Because I failed so many times. I was perfected. I learned from every failure." How many of us right now can't think of our own lives and mistakes that we've made that our Lord hasn't brought good from? If we but, like Simon Peter, reach out and say, "Lord, save me." So often we think it's because of our sins that we should flee from our Lord, when the truth is, it's the exact opposite. They're the reasons why we should throw ourselves all the more entirely into his arms. Saint Therese of Lisieux, the great Carmelite saint. A few years ago, and I'm probably still guilty of it today, I read the lives of the saints, and you know, sometimes they're just so flowery, it's like they never ever did anything wrong. They were perfect from infancy all the way to their entire lives. So I'm reading this book on St. Therese, and I find one day she writes a letter to the mother superior, who was actually her blood sister, but the mother of the convent at that time. And she writes her, she said, "Mother, I have to confess to you, I lost my patience and I snapped at one of the sisters." And I thought, oh my goodness, a saint, right? Doing something imperfect? But I thought to myself, I wonder how she responded to that. Did she go to her room, fall on the ground, weeping unconsolably? Did she go back to her cell and whip herself to do penance for her fault? She said, "Mother, I went back to my room. I got down on my knees. And I gave thanks to God that he would allow me to fall, so that I could grow all the more in humility, so that I would realize how much I need him, and that I would abandon myself more fully to him." Think if we did that after every time we sinned, that we used it as a means to draw closer to our Lord. Now, why did Peter sink, though? If you read the passage, you might say, well, gosh, he lacked faith. He didn't have enough trust. He didn't have confidence in our Lord. All of that would be true, to a degree. But above all else, why did he sink? One must conclude, because he did not love our Lord enough. And why must we conclude that? At the end of his life, at the end of our Lord's life, before he ascended into heaven, after Simon Peter had denied him, what did our Lord ask of him? He didn't say, "Simon, do you believe in me? Simon, do you trust in me?" He said, "Simon Peter, do you love me?" In the first epistle of St. John, he says, "Perfect love casts out all fear." Perfect love casts out all fear. If Simon's love for our Lord was perfect, that storm would not have frightened him. He would have trusted that our Lord would bring him through it safely. And my brothers and sisters, it's the same for us. If we loved our Lord more, we would not allow the trials of our life to distract us from him. This last week, the church celebrated the feast day of St. John Vianney. And I close with this beautiful quote from him. It's something he would ask his parishioners often to pray. He would say, "My parishioners, let us pray." And we can do this today, especially after we receive our Lord as he's dwelling in us. He would say, "Pray this. Lord, grant me the grace to love you as much as I possibly can. Grant me the grace to love you as much as I possibly can. Then our eyes will never veer from him.